morning and welcome to worship at Bromley Salvation Army on this Young People's Weekend. Today, I am the CSM and my name is Praise God. I am 14 years old and I come to Bromley with my brothers Favour and Melody and my mom Linda, who sings in the Songsters. All of the YP and youth will take part. This morning, we will think about what makes a church, and this evening at 6 p.m., we are having a prayer hour focusing especially on children and youth. Please come along and join us. After worship today, the young people will be helping to serve coffee in the Light Cafe. Please come along and say hello to all of us. It is really nice to see everyone, and especially nice to say hello to visitors. Among others, we say hello to Major Liz Nelson and to Colin and Margaret Watkins, proud great-grandparents of Lucy May. Please look at your news sheets for information of things that will be happening here at Bromley this week. And especially, please remember those people who are not well and need our special thoughts and prayer this week. If you are in the hall this week, please take extra care as we have builders in the hall and we do not want anyone to have an accident. Next Sunday, after worshiping in the morning, there will be a core picnic at High Elms, starting at 1 p.m. If you would like to come, but you do not have a car, please see Major Ian and Allison, and they will arrange a transport for you. There will not be an evening meeting next Sunday night, so we can enjoy our time together. The YP band have already played for us now, and now the singing company will sing for us.
Singing company are now going to sing "I'll Stand for Christ."
The words are over 130 years old, but are still relevant to us today, and we are singing them to a new tune.
Now you. They've been a blessing to us already, haven't they? Thank you very much for that. Well, we're celebrating our young people this morning. And so this meeting has been planned with them in mind, especially. And we're going to be asking the question, praise God, wasn't she brilliant? Every word, very clear. But we're going to be asking the question, as she told us, what makes the church? What makes this church? And in that respect, you should all have a pipe cleaner. If you haven't, or two. And if you want more, there's a couple of packets still here. Ian, you could wander around with them. And I just want you to make or mould, not necessarily just now, but make or mould something. Make your pipe cleaner into something that makes a church, that you think makes a church. What makes the church? That's the question. We'll be having a look at them a little bit later on. We won't necessarily see all of them. But if you're particularly proud of your creation, you might want to show us. So what makes a church? You've got until about after the offering to make something. But the first thing we're going to do as a church is to sing of him and lift our voices and sing his praises. So let's stand and do that as we sing, Lord, I lift your name on high. Praise our youth. Some of our youth are going to come and lead us in prayers just now.
Father God, today we thank you for the Bromley Temple Corps, for providing a place where people can come together to learn more about you, where we can learn to be an encouragement to others at work, home, school, and to our neighbors. We thank you, Lord, for our officers and local leaders, for the discipleship and teaching others about Christ. We ask that God would bless them each with wisdom, strength, and peace, and bless their families as they all give their time to serve others. We also lift up our divisional leadership team and each corps in the South London Division. We pray that you would help each corps to meet the needs of the people in their communities as they share the love of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to help each of the territories, regions, and commands as they preach the gospel in their countries. We pray for our international headquarters as they help the general lead the army world in his call to mission to be ready to be engaged and to take responsibility. Bless us now, we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus calls us to love our neighbours, so we pray this morning for our neighbours in the community that our church is in. We pray for the elderly in the community, for the families who care for them, and for the caregivers who assist them, whether at home or in nursing homes. We pray that they will be honoured and blessed until the end of their days on the earth. We pray that our community will be filled with and known for kindness and compassion. We want to bring you all the elements of our everyday and normal life. We must remember to bring you every detail, not just the big challenges, but also the daily routines, and seek to glorify you in all we do. Help families in our community stand strong together in your words and in prayer. Right the divisions, show us how healing can begin, and let there be peace. Show us how the beauty of unity can thrive in the midst of diversity. We pray for the elimination of all types of prejudices. Help us to see each person in our community as a valued image bearer of God. Pray for love across all races, religions, and genders, remembering to love us as you taught to love them as you taught us to love them. For all the many and varied needs of our community, we pray. And thank you for all the people of different ages who come through the door of our church each week, and pray they will come to know something of your love. Amen.
We pray for all whose lives have been touched by tragedy, whether by accident or deliberate act, for those who mourn, immerse them with your love, and lead them through this darkness into your arms and light. For boys and girls whose childhood have been stolen because of war, prostitution, slavery, and greed, bring restoration, healing, family, and love. We pray for lives lost, families torn apart, the lost and lonely, homeless, hungry and afraid. We pray for recovery in the years to come, for restoration, generosity, healing and closure. In a world that is broken, you're the one who restores. To the world full of hate, you're the one that forgives. To a world that denies, you're the one that brings truth and endures. To you we bring our thanks and praise. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And at this point, we're just going to, our children, we value them so much. They're so precious. And they deserve a book prize, I think. And I'm not sure where this tradition came from or how it started. I'm looking to Ian because he usually knows these things. But we're going to hand out the youth especially a prize just now. And Ian's going to help to do that.
So who's helping me?
Sam.
And I used to really, when I can think back to when I was a young person, I used to get really excited. I was never disappointed with the book prize that I got, and I hope none of you today will be disappointed. It's important to recognise if it's a small book, it doesn't necessarily mean to say it was worth less than those who get big books, all right? It's the content that's important, right, Sam? And you've chosen all these, haven't you? There we go. So don't blame the officer. If you don't like your book, blame Sam. This is for Blake. I asked them all to come out and receive their prize. So Blake, you stay out as well. Well done, Blake. Just move along. Jennifer. Heart of a Champion. There we go. Well done. Matthew. Oh, Bear Grylls. Great guy. You ever watched him? Yeah. Well done. Praise God. Sergeant Major. Heart of a Champion for you as well. Serena, live fearless. There we go. Well done. Shake my hand. And another, live fearless for marvelous. Just shift along a bit, please. We're crowding up over this side. Marsha, Dirty Glory by Pete Gregg. Looks a good book. Come and stand at the front. Just move along, that's it. Marsha. Nathan? Dirty Glory for you as well. By Pete Gregg. And Patrick? A triplet, Dirty Glory. So you can all compare. Would you like to congratulate our young people?
If you could just stay there, because I'm just going to ask you, I want to find out a little bit more about you, and you don't have to do much. But I'm just going to find out if you've got anything in common as well. So I'm just going to ask you some questions. And if this is you, can you stand forward a little bit? Take a step forward if this is you. Okay. So let's just see what you've got in common and a little bit more about you. So stand forward if you've got a pet in your house. None of you have got pets. Not one. Wow. Not a hamster, goldfish, nothing. A fish, that's a pet, yeah? You've got a... Do you not love it, Patrick? And talk to it and things? No. Okay, but that is a pet, isn't it? You got to look after it. Okay, so you've got a pet, none of the others. Okay, you can stand back. Okay, stand forward if you play in a football team. Oh. If you've ever played football, there you go. Oh, there you go. Okay. Do you play? Stand back again. If you play any sport at school, stand forward. There you go. What do you play? What do you play? Yeah? What's your favourite thing? Football? Cricket? Did you stand forward? Yeah, what's your favourite? Football. Rounders. Netball. Yeah. Marcia. Badminton, yeah. And it's gone out of my head. Nathan, yeah. What's your favourite? Right, rounders is good. It's a bit like baseball, isn't it? A little bit. Stand back. Right. Stand forward if you were born in Bromley. There you go. Okay. So should we find out where the... I don't know where my other microphones have gone. No, they're not. Okay. Where were some of the others born? Should we just hand that along? Where were you born?
I was born in Nigeria.
Okay. Serena?
I was born in America.
Whereabouts in America?
California.
California, yeah.
I was born in Nigeria.
Okay.
I was born in Ukraine.
Oh, didn't know that.
America, California.
Yeah.
And I was born in Lewisham.
Jennifer was born in Lewisham as well. Okay. Where were you born? Bromley. Oh, you did stand forward. That's right. Okay. Stand back. Stand forward if you watch the England women footballers play on Tuesday against the Americans. Did anyone watch it? Yeah. There you go. It was a good match, wasn't it? It was a shame. Well, it wasn't a shame for Serena and Nathan. Okay, stand back. Stand forward if you did O-levels or A-levels this year. Anyone? GCSEs, sorry. I thought they went back to calling them O-levels. No. If you stand... Nobody did GCSEs or A-levels. There you go. No. Well, there we go. We found out a little bit more about that. But going through those categories, my point was going to be that we didn't have much in common, but actually... A lot. You had a lot in common. You didn't have any pets. None of you did GCSEs or A-levels. But if I was to say to you, stand forward if you're part of this church, what would you do? Yeah, you would all, without a doubt, stand forward. And we may be all at different stages, different have different interests, but even in the closest of families, we're all so different, but we're part of that family. And there's so much to divide us these days, isn't there? And especially at your age, when you're probably still learning a little bit about yourselves, what makes you tick, what your interests are, what your passions are, and what you believe strongly about, which path you're going to follow in life as well. And but church is the place where all are welcome, and it's important to remember that. No exceptions, and all should find their place, no matter what the differences are. We're united in a God who loves us all equally. And there's a verse in the Bible, Ephesians 2, chapter 19, that says, "You are no longer strangers to God and foreigners to heaven, but you are members of God's very own family, citizens of God's country, and you belong in God's household with every other Christian." So you're just as important as everybody else in this church. So thank you very much for helping. You can sit down. So because we're all equal, we're going to hand out the younger prizes just now as well. And Heidi's going to come and help Ian do that. After this, the Sing Company are going to bring us another song called Run the Race.
Okay. All right. Ella Miles. You've got Just for Girls. There we go. All right, you can shake my hand or give me five. That's it, you can stand over there. And Praise. Defending the Line, the David Luiz story. Well done. Favour. We've got Amazing Agents of God. Make a Fantastic Missions, Andy Robb. Well done. Who? This is Ben's. Now you've got a Diary of a Disciple. Peter and Paul's story. There we go. Well done. And this is Melody, Amazing Agents of God, Awesome Insights. Well done. Well done. This is what? And Blessing, two books, Forever Friends and 3-Minute Devotions for Girls. There we go. And this is William. Tops 10 things every boy needs to know. There we go. You're going to tell us some of those things we all need to know. All right? Well done. And this is Brandon. Well, I know I've read this book before. It's a really good book. You are special. Did you know that? Did you know you're really special? Well done. And James. Come on, James. You've got God's very good idea. Well done. And you've made something as well. That's it. Would you like to greet our young people? And the Sing Company are going to sing now, okay? So you're all very special, and we all love you to bits. And we're going to listen to some of you sing now as the Sing Company bring our next item to us.
can help us through all of life's situations.
Company for that. We're going to take part in our collection just now, and after we've received your collection will be the time to show our creations to one another. So think on.
Thank you. Dear God, thank you for all that you provide for us each day. Please accept our offerings today as a token of our love and thankfulness. Amen.
Thank you. Now, we're going to have a look at your creations now. So if you want to maybe just show them to those round about you. And if there are any that are particularly good that you want to recommend, we can come and collect them.